And now, young Widow Brown. Ellen Brown has been catapulted into the heartbroken emotional problem which faces Dr. Allison Shaw, the lovely young woman surgeon who recently saved Ellen's life and who is now a temporary member of her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring's staff at Health Center Hospital. For it was Ellen who insisted that Anthony befriend Allison, much against his will. And now Allison's stormy emotional past has caught up with her in the arrival in Cincyville of Jim Morrison, her ex-husband, who is now at Ellen's house, saying to Ellen,
"Thank you, Ellen Brown, for saying that you believe I'm quite sober."
"Why should you be grateful for that, Mr. Morrison? It's obvious that you're perfectly sober."
"I wasn't last night. I'd been drinking heavily, and I was offensive. Disgusting."
"I didn't see it."
"Your fiancé did. Dr. Loring fixed me up. Told me very flatly I'd be fine until I took the next drink."
"Then I guess the thing to do is not take that drink, isn't it?"
"Mm-hmm. I guess."
"Now then, why did you come to see me? How did you know my address?"
"Dr. Loring talked about you, his fiancé, Ellen Brown. So when he left, I looked you up in the telephone book, found your address, and here I am."
"Oh. Well, then you probably know how mixed up everything is. Allison Shaw was here while Anthony was with you. Do you remember the night you telephoned the hospital?"
"What hospital?"
"Ours. Health Center Hospital. You weren't well. Perhaps you don't remember."
"In other words, I've been drinking. You see, there's this about me. I'm either very healthy or very disgustingly drunk."
"You sound pleased with your trouble. A little proud of it. And, of course, I can't quite follow that kind of reason."
"You've read his book?"
"Whose book?"
"Well, Dr. Loring. He has the same ascetic approach. Nothing happened to him, although he's quite sure he has the answer."
"Oh, no, Anthony isn't like that."
"Well, you bring to his defense very actively."
"Yes. He's a very good doctor and a wonderful man, a fine person."
"Tell me, what has Allison Shaw told you of me?"
"A very sad story, Mr. Morrison."
"Could you make it, Jim? Seems silly to be telling one's innermost secrets and being called a mystery."
"Jim, then."
"Good. Well, it's a sad story, Ellen. Mixed up people, two of a kind getting married. I took the drink and Allison took two, I wonder what you'd call it, kind of drug. Not real, not tangible, but still a drug. A drug of self-martyrdom."
"I haven't known Allison very long, so I don't know if you're right about that. What I know of her is all good. She saved my life, you know. She performed a very critical operation on me. I'm getting over it now."
"Congratulations, Ellen."
"And in gratitude to Allison, I want to be of help to her. I want to smooth the way for her so that she can make some adjustments, gain some happiness."
"That's very generous of her."
"No. No, it's just discharging a debt."
"Well, she'll come out at the better end of the bargain if you do help her with that. I wonder what that will cover. Will it mean getting rid of me?"
"It might, if you are the big problem. You see, Jim, loyalties can't be divided."
"No, I'll hold my own wrong. I just wondered about a lot of things. Talking with that man of yours is an experience. Then I began to think of Allison in a background that included him. Now that I've seen you, I wonder how she fits in."
"She's terribly unhappy and worried and afraid of you. I've never had any experience with people who drink too much, so I don't know how corrosive an experience it can be."
"Oh, I don't minimize what I've done to Allison."
"Again, you tell me you acknowledge the fact, but you don't try to change it, even when it's an evil fact."
"You have something, huh?"
"You know that you drink too much, and you say you know how terrible it was and is for Allison. But you don't do the one thing that would clear up both problems."
"Stop drinking, is that it?"
"Yes, please."
"If I could, if I would, there'd be no problem. So maybe I just like problems."
"That's quibbling. And truly, if your problem is no more important to you than that, it isn't to me either."
"No, I'm very sorry, Ellen. Please don't throw me off."
"I couldn't. I've one arm in a sling, and I'm only just home from the hospital."
"Forgive me. This is really an intrusion. I'll go."
"No, I don't want you to do that. All I ask is that you take the situation seriously. If you want help, as Allison seems to want help, then stay, and we'll see what we can do."
"You're very direct."
"I haven't a great deal of time or energy for any other attitude."
"No. You see, Ellen, I think the reason I'm flipping offhand about this is actually that always it's Allison who had first chance at the debate. I've always had to tag along after her, a little disadvantage. So the greatest comfort in the world for that feeling is to take a drink."
"When are you going to try not to have recourse to that solution? Why don't you make this your noble experiment?"
"Being here, you mean
try to take a cure?
Why not?
I might, Ellen. I can't promise.
I wonder, Jim, if that isn't the core of your whole trouble. Just those words you said. I can't promise.
No, I think I know what you mean.
That must be a dreadful thing to have to face. To have to acknowledge that you can't promise.
You know, that's quite a challenge. I'll have to work that one out, I think.
Think about it for a while. You may have lost the beacon light that shows the path. And after all, for each of us, it's a different light. So only you can find it.
How often may I come to see you, Ellen?
As often as you like. I'm here all the time, until I'm completely well.
Thank you. I'm going now. You look tired.
I am, a little.
Hey, don't get up. I'll walk back to the mansion house.
But goodbye, Jim. It was good to meet you.
It was good to meet you, Ellen. You've no idea how good.
And as Jim Morrison closes Ellen's front door, Mariah Hawkins, who is looking after Ellen, comes in from the kitchen saying...
Ellen?
Yes, Mariah?
Oh, my land, have I ever been eavesdropping?
Jim Morrison, Allison Shaw's ex-husband, twice over.
Oh, he's mighty handsome. Just look at him, so tall and attractive.
Yes.
And what's all this about you being a drinking man?
Well, he is. It's compulsive drinking with him. He can't stop.
Oh, dear. That's bad, isn't it? They're always having articles about all that.
Allison was terribly in love with him. You can't blame her, really, can you? He's a very attractive man.
Ellen, what does Anthony think of him? Anthony was sort of cross the last time I heard him say anything about Allison Shaw.
He is very annoyed at the idea of Jim Morrison coming here, of Allison having all this excitement around her at the hospital.
Well, you can't blame Anthony, Ellen. Oh, now, you sit still, dear. I'll answer that telephone.
All right, Mariah.
Hello?
Hello, Ellen?
No, Anthony. This is Mariah Hawkins, for goodness sake.
Oh, is Ellen there?
Well, she's here, and he just left. Personally, I think Ellen looks a little worn.
Oh, Mariah, don't say that to Anthony. Look, you'll be angry with him. Anthony, hello, dear.
Who is he? What did Mariah mean?
Well, dear, he was Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison? And he had the audacity to go to see you?
Anthony, please.
Look here, Ellen, don't tell me not to get excited. I see no reason why these people feel free to intrude into our lives like this.
Anthony, will you listen?
No, I won't listen. Isn't it bad enough for me to engage a confused, neurotic girl like Allison Shaw for a period of a few months? Just long enough to upset everything around here without her drunken husband bothering you?
He wasn't drunk.
Well, he will be. I can practically guarantee you he will be.
I don't want you to guarantee me that, Anthony. As a matter of fact...
Jim Morrison and his ex-wife are... Ellen, I'll call you later. Someone just came in.
All right. But for goodness sake, Anthony, dear, be a little more present when you do call me. Please. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ellen has no idea that the person who interrupted Anthony at the telephone is Allison Shaw herself, who now says...
I heard what you said, Anthony. Jim's been to see Ellen.
Yes, Allison, he has.
Have you been drinking?
No, not yet.
I heard you say he would be. I guess that's so.
Allison, I don't particularly enjoy offending you, hurting your feelings.
He went to Ellen. You didn't tell him to. She didn't call him.
No.
I don't know what to say, Anthony. What can I do to make you realize that I don't want to be such a nuisance? Jim does this to me always. Always, when I'm the least bit secure, the least bit sure of myself.
Allison, let's dispense with the hysterics, please. Let's not get emotionally involved here at the hospital. The work here is the important thing. Now, let's try to talk this through logically.
What is behind the situation of these two overwrought people, Jim Morrison and his wife, Allison? Can they be led to happiness by young Widder Brown?